nobody expects, you know, that nice, pretty girls with lots of brains, you know, singing a dark choir. It's kind of dark choir, and that's what we really like. It's surprising.
Picture a very professional-looking choir of women from Belgium taking the stage to sing Nirvana and Depeche Mode songs. Although the classical establishment made its dislike of the combination clear, the choir Scala and its leaders Kolashny Brothers have the audience on their side. This is Take 5 on WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Conductor Sten Kolashny and his arranger and pianist brother Stephen created the choir Scala in 1996. They eventually won Choir of the Year in Belgium and later started to release albums of their lush versions of pop and rock tunes. A short list of the artists that Scala has covered includes David Bowie, Alanis Morissette, Marilyn Manson, and Garbage. And you may have heard their version of Radiohead's Creep in the trailer for the Oscar-winning film The Social Network. That and many other covers for angelic voices and piano were released on their self-titled album. The whole 15-piece choir and the brothers came by FUV Studios to talk with host Claudia Marshall about their early response from the classical world.
That was in Canada and on a classical choir festival, I remember. And we were in the final round, and then Scala was allowed to choose its own repertoire. And I think we did... what was it from Garbage?
I think I'm paranoid.
I think I'm paranoid, and you know, those, how do you call that in English? Jury, the old guys, you know, taking care of, you know, who is the winner and who is the loser. They were shocked, but they were like plus 85, and I understand, of course, because of the lyrics, and you would not do things like that with the classical choir.
Yeah.
So we were disqualified. Officially.
Oh, really? So but you got kicked out?
Yeah, we were kicked out, but the audience, like 5,000 people, they liked it, but you're like youngsters.
Yeah.
They liked it really a lot.
So you knew you had something happening.
Mm.
There was a certain vibe. Yeah.
But I'm agree.
Are there songs that you can't, that just don't work for the choir, that you'd like them to be able to sing?
No, of course it is. Like sometimes, you know, you have people, you know, giving me ideas or, you know, hints like you should maybe once do Angels from Robbie Williams, which is a real bad idea. Or like Virgin from Madonna, which is a really stupid idea.
So now why is that a stupid idea? Why would that not work?
If the original song is too popular... I think the audience won't believe it.
One of the members of the choir, and probably more, just were starting to act that song out. I think they want to try it. Guess who?
You want to try like Virgin or Be My Guest?
No, but I think that it's just they don't believe it. Because then it's, you know, trying to be popular with the choir and singing popular songs. And, you know, it's
too
cheesy.
Kitschy?
Yeah,
cheesy.
But, you know, nobody expects, you know, a girls' choir singing Metallica or Peter Gabriel or Radiohead.
Today I don't need a replacement. A show that what a smile on my face meant. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Hey, I said, if you keep my things, they've come to take me home. Thank you.
with Scala and Kolashny Brothers performing live in our studio, Salisbury Hill, and Creep. Their latest album is self-titled, Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.